Today's Coffee with the Coach is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now to join the coach, and Coach Belichick joins me now. Coach, first of all, great start Sunday. I guess you got the fast start you were looking for. Is that the good way to end the regular season as you get ready now for the playoffs?
Well, I thought our players did a solid job in the game. We outgained Miami by like over 100 yards in the first quarter, got up 7-0, 21-0 at the half, and we were able to finish the game and play well for 60 minutes. So there's a lot of good things in the game. Certainly still a number of things we can improve on, but I thought the players were ready to go. They played well. We didn't make a lot of mistakes, didn't turn the ball over. Had real good field position in the game, so there are a lot of positives in the game.
Rare sight on Sunday. It seems like your first offense at times was out there. You go back, you remember Aaron Hernandez was out for a while, and obviously Rob Gronkowski out for a while, but at times it's nice to have your full repertoire, you know, when you look at it offensively.
Hopefully some of the guys that didn't play as much the last few weeks or even in the latter part of the season are closer to coming back. We'll see how all that comes together, but it'd certainly be nice to have everybody at full strength.
I've talked to you about this before. You guys do a heck of a job with the undrafted free agents. I remember, I think it was about the middle of camp, Nick Caserio had a press conference talking about a guy like Justin Francis, great motor guy. What is it there with the undrafted free agents and things are going on with a guy like Francis?
I think some of those players, like all rookies, improve, and sometimes where they're at the beginning of the year is not where they're in midseason or even at the end of the year. And Justin's a guy that has increased his playing time over the course of the season, works hard, and has taken advantage of some opportunities that he's had and did a nice job for us on Sunday against Miami.
You really have to do your homework with those guys. It's the research, the background. Besides a guy like Greg Schiano, who coached him, specifically like your son Steve, personal relationships with the guy, how much does that help, you know, when you try and go after those type of individuals?
Well, I mean, the better you know those guys, probably the better decision you can make. Sure. On them. But I think with all due respect to them, there's a reason why they weren't drafted. There's something that's not, you know, that didn't show up for one reason or another. And sometimes you try to find out what that is and why they weren't as productive or why they didn't get the opportunities to perform that if you gave them that at this level, you know, would it be better than what it was or would it appear to be in college? So I think that's where our scouts do a great job is identifying those people and trying to get guys that maybe the environment or their injury situation or the scheme that they were in college or whatever it was didn't quite suit them as well as maybe what we would be asking them to do. And we've had a good amount of success with those guys. We've got a few of them this year, and we've had them in the past. So hopefully we can keep finding guys that fit our system.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will return later in the show and tell us what he has in store for the team during the bye week. But more of All Access right after this.